Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Welcome back to my channel once again. So thanks for watching. Anyway, this video is to demand the release of Vladimir Kara-Murza because just yesterday, the tristful but not unexpected verdict was delivered in a Moscow court when he was awarded 25 years of incarceration for telling the truth. This is criminalized for calling this war a war and calling for sanctions to end this illegal war of aggression launched by Putin's fascist regime, telling the truth about atrocities that Putin's forces have committed in Ukraine and so on. One of the offenses he committed, Vladimir Kara-Murza was belonging to a so-called undesirable organization. Well, it's undesirable for whom? Undesirable for the Putin regime. I mean, it's desirable for anybody who cares about human rights, liberty, or democracy. So here, who is Vladimirovich Kara-Murza? Well, he's a 41-year-old Russian activist, and he was born in Moscow. I think it's his great-grandfather was actually executed by the NKVD. I know it's his, sorry, it's his great-uncle, if I got that right. Who was a Latvian diplomat. And when the Soviet Union invaded Latvia, a lot of the Latvian leadership, intelligentsia, were rounded up, horrifically tortured, and many of them murdered. And I think I can fairly say murdered, probably illegal even by the laws of the Soviet Union, not for having committed any crime, just for having run a free country. Anyway, so he comes from a very gallant family, Mr. Kara-Murza, because his father was someone who was a dissident in the days of 70s. I'm not sure if he got into big trouble about that. Quite often they did. And he's of distant Tatar ancestry, which is why he's got that Kara-Murza name, as in like black baron it means. So when Vladimir Kara-Murza was 15, he moved to the United Kingdom with his mother. And then he later went to Cambridge University and read history. He graduated an MA. He's married to a Russian lady, Yevgenia. They have three children. His father's involved in media. And then Vladimir Kara-Murza, he was producing lots of TV documentaries and stuff like that. He worked on Echo of Moskvy, one of the sort of free radio stations in Russia and things like that. He's written for a number of Russian newspapers. Some of the most respected ones, Novaya Izvestia, Kommersant. This is like the late 90s into the early 90s, when there actually still was a free media in Russia till Putin gradually stifled and smothered it. So he's a book for he famously wrote a book called Reform a Revolution, seeing how in the early 90s things had really taken a wrong turn, and Putin was piecemeal reestablishing a dictatorship and obviously pursuing huge-scale kleptocracy, but most were willing to look the other way because at least the economy was getting better and they're being paid decently. So he wanted to relaunch the Constitutional Democrats, the Cadets, which had been well-known before the First World War existed into the early 1920s, but that never really got off the ground. And then in his blog, Spotlight on Russia from 2010, he was an outspoken critic of Putin, pointing out the Putin regime rigged elections on a huge scale. There was just blatant electoral malpractice, fraud in all areas of life, and said that Russia ought to be kicked out of the Council of Europe. Remember, the Council of Europe is the organization which drew up the European Convention of Human Rights in 1950. And all European countries, from Iceland to Azerbaijan, are signed up to it, with a single exception of Belarus. Russia withdrew last year after the Ukraine war began. I think it was going to be kicked off if it hadn't. But anyway, the Council of Europe was not willing to do that, and therefore Russia had a judge in the European Court of Human Rights. Nevertheless, Russia at least has its voting rights suspended since it invaded Crimea in 2014. Kara-Murza, he pointed out how riot police would break up completely peaceful meetings that he held, and Putin was completely untrustworthy. He noted that that Putin had provably lied in public on many, many occasions. But Putin is a little bit sensitive to world opinion. He doesn't like bad scenes spoiling things like the Sochi Winter Olympics. But when Winter Olympics are not there, when the world media spotlight isn't on Russia, brutal oppression commences again. So Vladimir Kara-Murza, he's been campaigning for decades. At the same time, he noted how a Russian television, state television, that's almost all state controlled, called for heavy violence against peaceful protesters in Kyiv in the spring of 2014. And this is what ultimately led to the to Russia invading Ukraine, seizing Crimea, Donetsk and Luhansk. So Kara-Murza, he was a member of the Democratic Choice of Russia party and the Unit of Right Forces, but didn't get elected. And he was, of course, in opposition to the murdered former deputy prime minister, he's an advisor to the murdered former deputy prime minister and opposition politician, Boris Nemtsov. Nemtsov was briefly deputy prime minister under Yeltsin. And later on, Kara-Murza threw his weight behind the perennial liberal candidate of the Yabloko party, Grigory Yavlinsky. But Yavlinsky got nowhere. Yavlinsky would like Russia really just be a normal country with sensible-sized armed forces, not illegally occupying its neighbors, having at peace with the world, having amicable relations, no more kleptocracy, no more corruption and all the rest of it, and decent public services. So, but obviously, Putin and his merry mob couldn't possibly tolerate that. So Kara-Murza himself stood at the State Duma in 2003, but has not got anywhere. So he's a part of the extra systemic opposition. The systemic opposition are really the dummy opposition who pretend to be opponents of the government are not really, like the A Just Russia Party, the Communist Party and the Liberal Democrats, who are all pro-Putin, who support Putin on almost all his policies. So Kara-Murza later founded Open Russia, along with Mikhail Khodorkovsky. Khodorkovsky, of course, was a political prisoner for about 10 years as well, trying to ensure that there are proper elections in Russia and opposing excessive state secrecy. So Kara-Murza became a British citizen after all his years in the UK, and he later came to know John McCain, the American senator, the Republican Party presidential candidate, and helped bring about the Magnitsky Act, so that human rights abusers anywhere can be sanctioned. He's named after Sergei Magnitsky, that Russian lawyer who was murdered in prison for exposing a massive tax fraud. And that's why Putin obviously really hates him. There have been two attempts to poison Kara-Murza, but he survived. He's made of tough stuff. But such was his rapport with Senator John McCain. When John McCain died, Kara-Murza had the honor to act as a pallbearer at John McCain's funeral. Kara-Murza has also found out that many journalists are on the state payroll, even though they don't officially work for state-owned entities in Russia, and therefore they're pumping out state propaganda. So when the war began, Kara-Murza was abroad, and he famously addressed the Arizona state legislature calling for sanctions on Russia, and later flew back to Russia knowing he was going to be arrested. His wife and three children are in the United States. He was arrested, charged with a misdemeanor, disobeying police orders, but you can get a few weeks in prison in that for that in Russia, and then more and more, and they charge him with high treason for having tried to stop this war. You know, if Kara-Murza had his way, there would be no war. That would save tens of thousands of Russian lives, half of them, you know, tens of thousands of Ukrainian lives, hundreds of billions of dollars. We'd all be a lot happier. We wouldn't have this risk of nuclear war or anything like that. So he is, in fact, the most gallant Russian patriot for trying to save his country from an unnecessary war and save his country from the savage and sadistic oppression of the Putin regime, which has robbed his people blind for over 20 years. So he is a valorous man. And I wouldn't have the tiniest fraction of his courage. He's willing to face 25 years in prison in extremely harsh conditions. His health is already frail from the murder attempts on him. He's not going to see his wife and children for maybe 25 years. He's not even allowed phone calls with his three little children. It is heartbreaking. That is the kind of sacrifice he's willing to make. So he's a man who deserves a medal and not imprisonment. Will he come out alive? Sadly, I'd be surprised if he did. Anyway, thank you so much for watching my channel. Please subscribe and donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.